FM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is called When Will I?
For WFHR, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Two health systems are merging to expand services across three states. St. Luke's in Duluth, Minnesota, and Aspirus Health, based in Wausau, have signed a letter of intent. St. Luke's will affiliate with Aspirus Health to create a comprehensive healthcare system serving residents of northeastern Minnesota, northern and central Wisconsin, and the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. The operation headquarters will be in Wausau and a corporate office in Duluth. The combined organization will operate 19 hospitals and 130 outpatient locations with nearly 1,400 team members. The 6 and 4 Rafters will take on the 4 and 6 Dock Spiders tonight at Witter Field. This is the start of a two-game series against Fond du Lac. Tonight's game starts at 6:05. Friday's game will start at 6:35. The Rafters will hit the road on Saturday for games in Kalamazoo, Michigan over the weekend. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News on WFHR, your locally grown radio station.
The Bucks in a rematch with the Heat. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks and Miami Heat are underway in Las Vegas. It's the first time the two teams have met since the playoffs. The Bucks' first pick in the draft, UConn's Andre Jackson, on what it's been like at the NBA summer games and practice sessions.
Just constantly learning new things. A lot of high-level guys, coaches. In this environment, it's easy to grow if you're doing the right thing, so just staying on it.
Last night at the ESPY Awards, the Lakers' LeBron James confirmed he'll be back for his 21st season.
So yeah, I still got something left. A lot left. Thank you so much for watching this journey so far.
The player with the longest career in the NBA was Vince Carter with 22 years. The Bucks' Drew Holiday and wife Lauren accepted the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award at the ESPYs following her bout with cancer while they raised funds for others during the pandemic.
Thank you so much for this award and to be honored and spoken about in the same sentence as Muhammad Ali.
When we started our foundation, it was an intense time shaped by pandemic-driven isolation and a widespread racial awakening. 3 years later, to us, the urgency feels the same.
Baseball, the Brewers are back in action tomorrow night against the Reds. The Brewers have struggled scoring runs this season, and yet they've been at the top of their division. Manager Craig Counsell.
Our biggest strength has been our defense. I think we've played very good defense, and defense that's really kept runs off the board a lot for our pitchers.
NFL Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell tweeted out today he feels forgotten about and posted a hashtag revenge. The linebacker held his football camp for kids at his high school in Fort Myers, Florida.
One of the few things that I look forward to every year, coming back home, having my camp. There's not a lot of us from the 2 through 9 that are in the NFL, so every chance that I get to come back and bestow some wisdom, and you know, I played here on this same field 11 years ago, so anytime I get to come back and give back, it's something that I will and continue to do.
That's Packers linebacker Devondre Campbell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Roll it into the Taco Tuesday happier happy hour. And Tom, don't make me angry.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
When I'm angry.
Yes, yes.
Now I'm occasionally accused of being an angry man. Do you know this? You've never accused me of this, have you?
You have had on occasion. You can get a little fired up sometimes, but you know, I think that happens to a lot of people.
But somehow it's seen as a deficiency when I do it.
I've been around you a long time, Curtie. You know, these things really don't bother me a whole lot. But, you know, if someone's new to the game, they might be like, well, why is Curtie acting like that? That's just Curtie.
Well, I'm not the president of the United States. And Joe Biden, first time I've ever seen this accusation made against President Joe Biden. The headline here at Axios, Old Yeller, Biden's private fury.
Old Yeller.
You know how Old Yeller dies, don't you, Doug? In public.
Between two ferns? I don't remember.
In public, President Biden likes to whisper to make a point. In private, he's prone to yelling.
Loud noises!
Behind closed doors, Biden has such a quick-trigger temper that some aides try to avoid meeting alone with him. Some take a colleague, almost as a shield against a solo blast. The president admonitions include God, and then I'm giving a little pause here. Damn it! How the F don't you know this? I often think that of you, Dom.
Here's what I think of you, Crudy. Don't effing BS me. Of course, he says it doesn't say BS. That's one. I get that one. What's another one?
Here's my favorite one to you. Get the F out of here. According to current and former Biden aides who have witnessed and been on the receiving end of such outbursts. So these are all anonymous attributions to the president, Joe Biden. Quick temper, profane mouth. My mama might have washed that mouth out with some lava soap.
You know, at some point, you know, you get old enough, you can say and do what you want, man. Why it matters, Axios ponders, the private eruptions paint a more complicated picture of Biden as a manager and president than his carefully cultivated image as a kindly uncle, Uncle Joe, who loves aviator sunglasses and ice cream. Well, can't you love aviator sunglasses and ice cream and still swear at M-Eppers when they're not pulling the weight, man?
If they got a comment.
I like ice cream, too!
Doesn't everybody like ice cream? Maybe not the lactose intolerant.
Some Biden aides think the president would be better off occasionally displaying his temper in public as a way to assuage voter concerns that the 80-year-old president is disengaged and too old for the office. So what, get fired up in public so you can convince people you're still there? I don't know how that works. Hey, we're being critical of your behavior. You should do more of that in public so people vote for you?
I'm not clear that this is... Well, you know, obviously no one wants to be on the receiving end, right?
No,
but is this a critical article or a, did you know Joe gets, pops off and gets profane behind closed doors at his aides?
Who doesn't? I mean, literally, come on. No, everyone was totally copacetic and calm all the time. I don't believe that, especially in a high stress environment, like, you know, presidential. I highly doubt that, like, how the F don't you know this might be more than, like, you know, did you know the Baskin Robbins is closed, or did you know that, you know, Dairy Queen makes blizzards? I'm assuming these are probably a little more, you know, Joe getting mad about, you know, someone spilling the orange juice.
Dominic Biden, he'd still talk about how angry he got. Just say that word. Omicron variant spread. The rage was temporary. Zents is now Biden's chief of staff. So, you know, it was a one-off, apparently, Dom. A spokesperson for Zents told Axios, I'm not going to speak to what internal convos may or may not have happened between Jeff and the president. The White House declined to comment. But there's no question that Biden's temper is for realsies. And it may not be as volcanic as Bill Clinton's, but it's definitely there, according to Chris Whip. Inside Joe Biden's White House, Whipple's book quotes, former White House press secretary Jen Psaki is saying, I said to Biden multiple times, I know you have a really good, trusting relationship when you yell at me the first time. I love you, Dom! That way you know it. Whipple notes, Psaki wouldn't have to wait long. Is there more? Is there more to flush out here, Don?
Let's see. Biden's temper comes in the form of angry interrogations rather than erratic tantrums. He'll grill aides on topics until it's clear they don't know the answer to a question. In routine, some see as meticulous, others call stump the chump or stump the dummy. Yeah, man, this is the president of the United States. Give the man an answer.
Well, I try not to get angry when you insufficiently answer, though, Tom.
If I don't know the answer, I'll tell you I don't know the answer. I'm not going to BS around with you, Crudy.
Really?
Being yelled at by the president has become an internal initiation ceremony in this White House, aide say. If Biden doesn't yell at you, it could be a sign he doesn't respect you. So you got to have that kind of relationship where you can express yourselves to each other. Now, my question is, you know, does anybody swear back? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that...
Hey, me get out of here. You get the F out of here. You know what I mean? I'm really curious about that because I've had a real hard time. And I'm fine with all those things. I mean, I get it. I can be in that kind of environment. But if you're going to give it, you better take it. I don't care if you're the president. If that's how it is, that's the environment. And it goes always around. Get the F out of here, Mr. President. See
I'm
how that
seeking
is?
Utter loyalty.
Yeah.
Utter loyalty, Dom. I mean, you know, the office of the presidency deserves the respect, even if the man is Johnson used to do? He used to take people in the bathroom and make them talk to him while he was sitting on the commode. Is he, sign of disrespect to the,
whip his junk out as well.
Sorry, Dom, I missed a little of that. One of the things that makes me angry. 7, 8, 9. If there's something that's not in the brief, he's going to find it. It's not to embarrass people. It's because he wants to get to the right decision. Most people who've worked for him like the fact that he challenges them and gets them to a better decision. Dom, do you like being challenged? I like challenging you to get you to better decision-making.
I have no problem with it. Again, as long as it's a give-and-take kind of relationship. Yes, well, certainly.
Dom, according to the Axios article, some Biden aides argue the president rages reflect his high expectations for his staff. I have a similar high expectation for you. Speaking Biden is a particular skill, they said. It takes years to learn to navigate his moodiness and anticipate what information he's going to ask for in a briefing. Years, Dom. You've known me for years. Can you anticipate my moodiness?
Yep. it's a coin flip every day.
It's coming soon, right? Some administration officials, many of whom went to elite schools, struggle with Biden's demand to ditch wonky acronym-filled language. They hate when they circle around and get back to him on that.
I'm out of pocket. You know, let's drill down on that.
I love all those buzzwords that people so like to fill their conversations with. The acronym-filled language and brief him as if they were talking to a close family member who isn't in the D.C. bubble. Biden's defenders acknowledge he can be tough, but they also say he can be more generous and compassionate than many powerful politicians. Ron DeSantis and feel like family. That's partly why so many aides have worked with Biden for decades. I try to conceal my temper in public, Dom, but occasionally shows flashes of it, and some former aides have written about it. In January of 22, he was caught on a hot mic calling Fox News' Peter Doocy a stupid son of a bitch. Well, everybody knows Peter Doocy is a stupid son of a bitch. I mean, really, that was no embarrassment as far as I was concerned, Dom. Jeff,
you know, speaking the truth is you know, it's the truth, so it doesn't matter. It's okay.
Connington, Jeff Connington, who was chief of staff to Kaufman when he filled Biden's seat in the Senate, wrote about Biden's temper in a 2012 book on Washington. Connington wrote that as a senator, Biden was a that's a harsh assessment. He told of a time when a 2008 presidential campaign when a 23-year-old fundraising staffer got into a car with Biden. Okay, Senator, time to get some fundraising calls, the aide said. Biden responded by looking at him and snapping, get the F out of the car!
I don't want to fundraise today!
Can't you do that, though? Sharper edge to promote his folksy Uncle Joe image, which is why, when flashes of anger break through, it seems so out of public character. We'll have to flash more angry so you'll really get to know.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
On job sites, few things are more important than a solid work boot. At Boot Barn Work, we pride ourselves on knowing that no matter your trade, when there's hard work to be done, your boot should be built for non-stop protection and mobility. Thorogood checks all the boxes. Their wear-anywhere boots are time-tested and crafted with the highest quality materials for relentless support. or job-fitted boots. Thorogood at Boot Barn Work.
Sandwiches are the original fast food. What could be easier than spreading a bit of mustard on Country Hearth's cracked wheat bread, then topping with smoked ham and cheddar, or maybe a peanut butter and strawberry jam on Kids' Choice Whole Grain White? So, on your way to the lake or park this summer, skip the drive-thru and pack a cooler with your favorite sandwiches instead. Country Hearth Breads, baking our best for you.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered thunderstorms tonight, otherwise mainly cloudy. Lows dip down to about 61. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow, 87. Partly cloudy skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 77.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open for your take at 847-967-2789.
Dominic, some may not realize, but Wisconsin's Democratic governor's got a bit of a... And occasionally he gets feisty, salty, profane even. Yes.
Just a tad, yes.
Now, I haven't told this story in some time, Dom, but I feel like today is an appropriate day. First and foremost, we try to make a point of broadcasting the Democratic Party convention each and every summer. We would also do likewise for the Republicans, you know, if they cash our check and let us in the door. But anyways, right. We've been up to a number since Tony Evers. Now, I think it's his fifth convention as either a candidate or the governor. And he often drops a GD in the middle of his Saturday night speech. I've noticed that. We've had to dump the governor a couple of times in real time, live, speechifying on a Saturday night, and you got to dump the governor or the candidate because he's dropped something in there. And I was in the lobby of the La Crosse Center last summer when Governor Evers, and understand the Dobbs ruling, the overturning of Roe v. Wade, came down the Friday night before the Democratic convention. By Saturday, early lunch hour, Tony's on the landing and he's addressing the press and he's addressing the assembly. And Tony said, you know, I got seven granddaughters. They had more rights when they woke up yesterday than when they went to bed. And I think that's BS. And Tony kind of dropped it. And I think he did so for impact. He knew what he was saying. But one time, you tease me occasionally, I briefly ran for governor and I debated Tony Evers. And the topic was education. And specifically, I criticized the now governor, Tony Evers, because when Scott Walker was the governor and he was the DPI secretary, so many of the policies of Scott Walker were the policies of Tony Evers. You know, like it or not, they were married through the policies because both served in office concurrently. And I pointed out many times, I thought it was going to be awfully hard for Tony to contrast himself. You know, when Tony Evers called Scott Walker's last budget a very child-friendly budget, it's going to be very hard for him to criticize that very same budget as being something less than child-friendly, because Scott Walker has a habit of using your words against you, Tony, right? That's the nice way of putting it. So We were at the Miramar Theater one Saturday afternoon. In Milwaukee. And there was a debate, and I was a late entrant into the gubernatorial field. But the good folks...
But an early exit.
Thanks, man. Doesn't help this story, but let me... That doesn't happen until the Monday after this story takes place.
Oh, okay, okay.
So let me talk about my last Saturday as a gubernatorial candidate. So I'm at the Miramar Theater
yeah,
in Milwaukee. And there are three flights of candidates. There were lots of gubernatorial candidates. And like eight of them showed up that day. And the WEAC, the organization that was running, they called it a candidate forum, flighted me with Tony Evers and Kelda Royce, now State Senator Kelda Royce. I didn't pick. I didn't choose. But you couldn't pick a better spot if you're trying to make an impression. Those were two of the front runners. I wanted to debate against Tony. And I challenged Tony, specifically utilizing an Alan Borsig article in the Journal Sentinel. He's an education writer, and he writes fine articles. And he said that the bad reading outcomes here in the state of Wisconsin were attributable not just to Scott Walker, but also to Tony Evers, because they co-chaired the Read to Lead board. Now, when I started challenging Tony Evers, the education superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, in front of a theater full of WEAC teachers, Tony got, let's just say, short, a little hot under the collar. He was wearing his I Love Teachers t-shirt, and I was wearing a suit. I thought I looked a little better than Tony that day, but the other part, the hidden agenda...
You had a suit on. Ooh.
Well, and I had my Badger hat laying on the counter, and Tony walked up before the debate, started ribbing me before the debate started. Why don't you wear the hat, Crudy? I'm like, why don't you wear a tie, Tony? But anyways, what I knew that others in the attendance didn't know, because our radio station was broadcasting that event, and we had this 3 hours planned, an hour for each flight of gubernatorial candidates. Well, his campaign had called the night before and said, throw out the moderator or Tony's not going to show up. And that I knew and had me a little steamed under the collar, because not as candidate Crudy, but as radio station owner Crudy, the guy was the dean of education at Edgewood College that was thrown out as the moderator because Tony Evers felt like he was not supportive enough. And I felt like that was a petty move. So I challenged Tony on the Read to Lead board, citing an Alan Borsig article. He interrupted me about 20 different times. And he and I got back and forth. And it was not a good look for either man. Cooler heads did not prevail. The one that looked really good, Kelda Royce. She looked so smart, so above the fray that day.
Uh-huh.
And we got done, and we started walking off stage because we had another flight of candidates starting in 5-6 minutes.
No, we stopped for a little quick social media photo first.
Well, before the social media photo started, somebody grabbed me, and it was candidate Tony Evers. He grabbed my arm, and I looked down, and Tony's not a big man, and I'm kind of a bigger guy, you know, like chubby college linebacker size, and Tony's Tony. So I knew it wasn't really a physical confrontation, but he got in my face and he got real salty. Crudy, stop effing lying about me. Stop effing lying. He sweared at me. I mean, it's like the guy started to pick a fight with me. And we're surrounded by teachers, and I'm out of time for this story. So I'll come right back. I'll tell you how it ended. Let's just say I'm not the governor.
This summer, 540 AM WAU.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The countdown to savings is on at Clary Building Corp. Get the best prices of the year right now at any Clary location, or contact us for a free consultation on the building you have been dreaming about.
Cleary has a building for every stage of your life. Visit clearybuilding.com today to see all of the amazing building options we offer. Don't let the clock run out for big savings.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
As a mom and a teacher, I've done it all. Fundraisers, field trips, school assemblies. It's what we do for our children. Whether you're a public school parent, educator, or both, we share one goal: giving our children the best education. The Wisconsin Education Association Council looks forward this school year to partnering with you. Our children's success depends on it. Join us at weac.org. Welcome back to school.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the Tuesday happy hour. It's telling a story. Got all interrupted by these ads and the news and such. So let me complete this story. So anyways, the story was the day Crudy debated Tony Evers. And I challenged Tony Evers on the reading performance scores of Wisconsin students, and I utilized an Alan Borsig article that apparently Tony had not seen or was unfamiliar with, and Borsig was critical of both Evers and Scott Walker because the scores were still low, and the proposed solution was a read-to-lead board, and we had had Senator Chris Larson, a Milwaukee area senator, on our fine show like a week prior and asked Chris. Chris had the read-to-lead board, never even met. We never even got together. So it wasn't a solution. It was a blue ribbon panel thrown at the wall to see if the problem would go away on its own. And of course, problems don't go away on their own. So it was an apt criticism, I thought. And I thought, considering the audience and, you know, the nature of the candidate forum that we were having, I thought it was my opportunity to challenge Tony Evers on what I thought was not going to be his strength when it was time to debate Scott Walker. Because Scott Walker certainly wasn't going to draw a contrast. Well, Tony, you embraced my budget. You called it kid-friendly. Well, Tony, your bad reading scores are my bad reading scores, right?
We did this together.
We co-chaired the read-to-lead board. So any criticism that he might offer was going to be blunted by the fact that, you know, he had a couple of things where he either agreed with Walker or he chaired with Walker or whatever. Tony got real spirited.
Spirited, yes.
He was very spirited. You were there, Dom. You were in close proximity. And, you know, so Tony starts gunning me on Crudy, quit lying. Quit effing lying. The guy's swearing at me.
I mean, there's after the debate, after we took our social media picture, yes.
After our hour of debate, we're standing there, and the audience can probably hear most of what's going on. And so anyways, Tony grabbed me, and then I chastised him for not having the courage to stand up to Dr. Tim Slecker, host of Busted Pencils, Tuesday night, coming up at 7 o'clock. Wonder if Tim remembers this story. But Evers had forced the moderator out for his hour. Slecker moderated the other 2 hours, but not the hour that Tony Evers appeared on, because Tony personally thought he had an axe to grind or whatever. And he was, quote-unquote, the front runner, and he had the power to push out the moderator, and they did. Technically, his campaign chair, now his chief of staff, did. Well, Dom, you know, my wife was completely embarrassed by the fact I had run for governor without her prior consent or thoughtful consideration or a family discussion or any of those sort of things. Some do. And, you know, it'd been nearly a month on the campaign trail. And, you know, I noticed the local media didn't see the value in stories we're trying to make stories, like the fact that campaign coordination was legal in the state of Wisconsin, suddenly under the corrupted campaign finance laws of Scott Walker. And if Scott Walker was going to use the corrupted laws, so was I. And I was going to use a third-party group, the People for People Corporation, to coordinate with the Crute for Wisconsin campaign. And in fact, we sent out a joint press release with the exact same wording from both the campaign and the third-party group, just to demonstrate how clearly these two organizations were going to coordinate, which was now completely legal under Wisconsin campaign finance law. And the local press went, they yawned. Because they still wanted access to Scott Walker. And of course, they weren't going to challenge the man. This was the law of the land. If corruption's the law of the land, then it's good. And if we want to continue to have access to Scott Walker, we're not going to challenge the man on something like the corruptness of the campaign finance laws here in the state of Wisconsin that he, of course, had changed so he could continue to corrupt them. But back to Tony Evers. So Tony and I had a few coarse words, and the man showed he has plenty of fire in his belly. He was mad as hell at me.
Oh, yes, he
does. I was a little mad back, and it's the fact that Tony is not of the same stature as me that probably permitted him to approach me in a physical way, swear in my face, and not get a knuckle sandwich, if you know what I'm saying. But never came to any of that. And then it was time for the social media picture.
Which I just sent to you.
And, oh, did you? You shared it? We should put it up on social media. Yeah. Because Kelda was beaming. She was radiant up there in the center of the photo. And Crudy and Tony Evers looked like we were mugging it up for like the pre-fight. You know what I mean? Like when they line right. The boxers
you got
up.
Done weighing in, and now you're in your boxers, nose to nose, chin to chin.
And it was a weird sort of stacked ranked choice voting straw poll they did at the debate there at the Miramar with the teachers in attendance choosing their preferred candidates. And Kelda Royce won that day.
Yes,
we did. Made her look so good by comparison. Oh, did she look good compared to me and Tony that day? Because we both came off as relatively petty, although I blame petty Tony. Couldn't have been my fault.
Yeah. A little sour. I mean, the look on you, yours, and Tony's face from that day, I took that shot right after this confrontation, altercation, discussion. And Tony's sour, Crudy's sour, everybody's sour, but Earl and Kelda smiling ear to ear, baby.
They were very happy. It was a great hour of radio, if nothing else. And so Kelda won the straw poll. Tony took seventh. Crudy took eighth. Paul Soglin, who was not there, took ninth.
All right. You didn't come in last, Crudy.
Well, Soglin didn't show up. He might have been disqualified from the straw poll, but Soglin was the least favored in that he didn't attend. And of the nine, make that eight candidates in attendance, I finished last, just a skosh behind Tony Evers, who, as the superintendent of the Department of Public Instruction, didn't fare so well in front of that teacher-led audience that day because he didn't look any better than I did. But as Tony was the polling front runner and had the money and all that stuff, by Monday morning, I got out. I just said, I'm done. Won't have this guy to kick around anymore. I think thought I was being a little clever in my quote. And Theo Keith, then with Channel 58 in Milwaukee, came down to the Brady Street Studios to interview me bright and early. Why I was there so early, I think I had launched on Earl's show, and I think I pulled the plug on Earl's show. And then Theo Keith came down to interview. It felt like an interruption to interview me. And I said, you know, you won't have this guy to kick around anymore. And, you know, I said, basically, I didn't want to be Donald Trump bare-knuckling my way through the Democratic field. You know, it becomes starkly apparent to me. Any of the campaign things I was going to put out there, like campaign corruption and pointing out the broken campaign finance laws, these things I wanted to build a campaign on, weren't gaining any traction with local press. So the only thing that was getting any sort of notice was, I think it was described as the bizarre interplay between me and Tony on a debate. You know, it was the fact that the now governor of the state of Wisconsin yelling in my face, effing liar, Crudy. You know, that is my claim to fame. I bring
one of the many, Crudy. One of many.
A passion out of this governor that yes. you have ever seen.
And no question about it, Crudy. I didn't know that Governor Evers had that kind of passion. And I got to be honest, Crudy. I think you instill that passion in lots of people that you interact with, and they end up being very passionate after your conversations with them. And I didn't know Tony was so fiery and was so
profane
with the F bombs, man. I mean, I gained a little bit of respect for him. Called you well?
Didn't you? I've told the story a few times. Actually, in grudging admiration when you talk about, you know, old Tony or whatever. No.
Oh,
he's got plenty of fire in his belly. You should know the Tony I know.
It's true. It's true. I thought it was a little strange at the time, of course. I saw the grab on the arm, and he kind of leaned in and swore at you a little bit, and you got back at him. But you didn't grab him. I noticed that. Then I was like, hey, everyone, let's take a picture. And like a minute later, and then that's what that picture ended up being.
I've got to take a peek.
But to the point, bring this back to...
Man, Tony's got like his jaw set.
Oh, yeah.
He's mad.
He's ready to blow. He is ready to go. Thought you guys would be MMAing up there. I actually came away with, I mean, he does have some fire. He's got some, you know, obviously constitution and strength, and more than just beyond the euchre and the folksiness. And I get it. I mean, we want to put our best face forward, right? Certainly, don't we all? But sometimes, you know, we lose our tempers, and sometimes we drop the F-bombs, and sometimes we mean it. Sometimes it's for effect. Sometimes there's no better word to describe what we're trying to communicate. So, you know, here we are, man. It happens. So what? And Republicans, if you look at the orange guy and let's go back and revisit some of the things he has said throughout his political career and his business career, I'd be hard pressed to think that those aren't anything any worse than or are any better than what we're hearing being reported about Joe Biden or even with Tony Evers.
What? I didn't know Earl gave Kelda a hug. Earl's giving out hugs. No wonder why Kelda's smiling. Kelda got a hug. Where was my hug? Candidate Crudy got no hug. Yeah. I would have taken a hug from Tony or you or Earl, but I didn't get a hug, man. That's why I was so
See, that's why you were a little salty.
844.
Yes, no more swearing, Crudy. Very bad. Very
967-2789. Mark from the SAC, welcome back. What do you got for us, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, well, good for them for being salty when they need to be salty. I mean, that's it's perfectly appropriate because considering the amount of crap that they have to take on a daily basis, they need to blow off a little steam. And so I don't have a big problem with it.
In Dom's case, that's not steam coming out of the windows, though. Just so we're clear, Mark. That's not steam.
It's like the Spicoli, man.
It's just, that I don't have a problem with it. Considering what the last president did, I mean, that, what he did on leaving office, I mean, that the fact that Joe Biden is salty or Tony Evers is salty, considering what the Republicans did to him before he even got into office. I mean, I'd be salty too. I mean that there's in my lesser moments, I go, it'd be nice if he could invite them to a nice little family fray gathering like Arya Stark did when she got rid of the.
are we going full red wedding here, Mark? Holy schmoly!
I mean, rhetorically speaking, of course, Mark.
Here's a guy that occasionally fires me up. CJ, welcome back. How you doing, fella?
Hey, CJ. What do you think about Joe Biden using the MFers, man?
Fiery Joe Biden. Angry Joe.
Well, thanks, Crudy and Dom, for taking my call. But, America's finding out that, Commander Cut and Run, he's in his early stages of Alzheimer's, and a vote for him is going to be a vote for do-nothing VP Harris. So if you look up the symptoms of dementia, and I've seen it in my own family and other friends.
Are you diagnosing? Anger.
It's a big part of it, CJ.
If you believe the book, he's been angry since at least the 08 campaign, since he was egomaniacal senator.
No, we've watched them, and it's pretty sad. So finally the press is realizing it, and your party claims to care about democracy. Well, this grumpy old man denied his seventh grandchild.
CJ, I can't take any more of you today. Sorry, come on, gotta man. Let you go.
I just got five things to say to you, CJ. Person, woman, man, camera.
I'm William Shatner, and I've been around a long time, but I'm truly humbled when I see the real battles our brave, paralyzed veterans have faced defending our freedom.
I was on a routine patrol, and we were in the desert of Kuwait, and the vehicle flipped and landed on top of me, which left me paralyzed from the waist down.
Okay, folks, this is heroism. That's why I'm proud to support Paralyzed Veterans of America. Go to PVA.org to learn how you can make a difference.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes. and rebuild lives.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a chance for scattered storms. Lows dip down to about 61. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 87, a mix of clouds and sun. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow night. Lows level off around 62. Partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 78.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Chris Inda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
From Witterfield, as Wisconsin Rapids will host the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders on this Thursday cloudy afternoon. Wisconsin Rapids, a team that, well, so far they're doing well. They have 26-19, five straight wins for them, as a game yesterday where they took down the Green Bay Rockers 10-9 was the score in game two. In game one of the doubleheader, they won 3-1 after a rain delay. So a game two, which the Rafters were up 10-3 in that game, Green Bay came storming back, six unanswered runs. They got three in the eighth, three in the ninth, and the tying run was at second. But the call of Alec Burnett, who provided his services once more, got a big two-strikeout inning in the top of the ninth to propel the Rafters to a victory. And right now, they're 6-4 in the second half, five straight wins. They didn't have the best start. They started 1-4, but they since have moved on. And, boy, they are swinging the bat a lot better as a team. So look for them today to get going early on. So they've taken a lot of early leads. They're batting .245 as a team, 373 hits overall with 226 runs scored. They lead the series over the Knox Spiders 4-2. And for them, they've been batting .315 as a team in the past five games. So they've been looking very well. They've had 38 hits in 17 runs against and the Knox Spiders. So this is a team that has a lot of power and a lot of energy to them, so look for them to find ways to get going, and well, they're going to have guys that help them do that. As for Rafters, Nolan Sailors will be getting the start. He'll be leading off. Anthony Gallison will be second. Ty Johnson will be third. Brendan Bobo, fourth. Garrett Broussard, fifth. Chris Conniff, sixth. And then Jorge Degatti, seven. And Luke Hansen, eight. And Levi Jensen batting in the nine hole. So the Dock Spiders, for them, they have a lineup where they like to go with their power hitters first. Connor Cooney, Jack Gorman, Travis Strickler, Lorenzo Rios, a great catcher for them. He's a power hitter. He'll be batting in the cleanup spot. Jake Serrain at fifth. Jared Hines in sixth. And Baron Zamora, the DH. Graydon West, Seth Sweetchick. You look at this Rafters team, they lead the season series 4-2 over the Dock Spiders. But for them, they've struggled against Fond du Lac. They've only been batting .196. They've struck out 48 times. They've had 38 hits against them and 17 runs. So it will be a big test to this team to find ways to get going and get guys hits early, because Fond du Lac, if you take it back to July 3rd, they spoiled the Rafters in their playoff hopes. They won 6-2 that game, and the Rafters just, from there on, they lost five of their past six. But they since then have found their rhythm once more, and a guy that can help them do that, Bryson Parrish, will be getting the start on the mound. The Northern Alabama products from Florence, Alabama. He's had two games appeared in with an 0-1 record. He appeared against Madison on July the 4th and then lost on the decision versus Traverse City on July the 8th. He's had three innings of work, seven hits, and four runs allowed, but he's also had two strikeouts. He acquired both of those against Traverse City, so making another start once again, the right-hander from North Alabama. So we'll be finding out to see how he can get going, expecting Anthony Benetti to come in around the fourth inning. So we'll see how that plays out throughout this game. Kirk Schreider down there with Doug Coe, both managers meeting in their respected batting boxes, because you look at Fond du Lac right now, they split the series with Wausau on the doubleheader last night. They're 4-6. They sit tied for last in the Great Lakes West Division, but this is a team overall 17-28. So they also finished last in the first half in the Great Lakes West Division, 13-22 overall. So they really struggled. They had times just they can't get hits, and guys have struggled to get on base. Getting guys home has been a big thing for them. They're 19th in the league in hits, and they're worst in the league in batting average of a .231. So also they've been striking out a lot as well, second in the league in strikeouts. So if this Doc Spider's team wants to propel a victory and take a game off the rafters, they're going to have to do that with their pitching. And one guy that can help them do that, Mason Weckler, he'll be getting the start on the mound. So Weckler, a guy from Poplar Grove, Illinois, out of Wisconsin, Stevens Point, which is just 30 minutes down the road. So he's playing close to home. Six games with 12 innings pitched, allowing 14 hits, 7 runs. He's also had 11 strikeouts, a 5.25 ERA. He appeared against the Rafters back on June the 22nd. He went an inning of work and threw 2 walks. So this is his second appearance against the Rafters. And what's expected today, a little cloud coverage in the forecast. So we'll see how that plays out throughout these two teams. So about 10 minutes to go between the Oxbiters and the Rafters. Key for the Rafters is to get up and lead early. They are a team that when they have the early leads, it's really tough for the other team to kind of take that lead off of them because they tend to build on their lead. They have trouble coming back, but you know, you look at yesterday, took an early lead against against the Rockers in the first game, and then they did so once again in the second game. But they did fight back when they were in the top of the fourth in game 2 against Green Bay. It was 3-1, 5 unanswered runs in the bottom of the fourth. They had guys really just step up big. Ty Johnson went 1-for-3 yesterday, but the hero was the unsung hero, a guy that you wouldn't expect, Alex Duffy. He went 3-for-5 with 2 runs and a 4 RBI day. So the catcher not in the lineup. It will be Levi Jensen today. So Parrish getting the start on the mound. Levi Jensen at catcher. Brendan Bobo slotted in at first base. Chris Conniff, another returning Rafter, at second. Garrett Broussard at third. And Luke Hansen at shortstop. So this will be an interesting combination. Conniff, Broussard, and Hansen. We've seen them together a couple of times. They have great chemistry in the 4, 5, and 6 role. So that will once more be a thing that we'll have to look to watch out for because Hansen, he's a utility guy. We've seen him actually pitch for the Rafters in an inning against Traverse City. Bobo's been slotted at first because Bobo's been in the outfield quite a bit. We've seen him at left, right, third, and now first. So in the outfield for the Rafters, Anthony Gallison back at left field, Ty Johnson at center, and Nolan Sailors at right field. And as for the Doxbiters, Lorenzo Rios, the catcher, Seth Sweetchick, the Australian native, at first, Jack Gorman at second, Graydon West at third, Jake Serrain, a prolific shortstop, he's at the sixth position, Travis Strickler at 7, and in the left field, Connor Cooney at center, and Jared Heinzen at right field. So we've seen Heinzen DH, we've seen him at second, and now at right field. So just about 8 minutes away between these two teams. Stay with us for First Pitch, coming up shortly on WFHR.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Back here in